it's not an unusual step. One of the major roles of the central bank in any country is to ensure that there is financial sector stability. And when a situation arises, like it has arisen in Zimbabwe, where there are negative sentiments concerning one financial institution, which could potentially trigger a bank run on that financial institution that could even poison the whole financial system, I think it becomes incumbent on the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to kind of settle the nerves of depositors and also settle the nerves of even investors, local or international investors.
Barclays Bank PLC, which owns 68% of Barclays Bank Zimbabwe Limited, announced that it is exiting from Africa as it seeks to focus on the British and American markets. What impact is this likely to have on Zimbabwe?
What it will definitely affect financial sector confidence. Both what it means is that when there is that divestment, it means that shareholding has to be taken up by local shareholders. So the new Barclays will actually be a wholly owned local financial institution. And what we have witnessed over the past few years is that our local financial institutions have been affected by cases of poor corporate governance, cases of lax internal controls. That's why most of the banks that have collapsed over the past few years were locally owned financial institutions. So a number of depositors may not be comfortable with depositing or doing business with a locally owned Barclays Bank because of the challenges that we have witnessed in the locally owned financial institutions.
We understand that some people are experiencing cash shortages in bank, and the central bank is saying it is not a problem of the availability of cash, but it's more about distribution. Do you buy this explanation from the central bank?
Well, I think it's difficult to really know the actual position. It could be a function of both. It could be a function, number one, of distribution, as the central bank is saying, but it could also be the fact that depositors are not confident about the financial system in Zimbabwe. So probably